Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 315 on March the 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Derek, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Garin Corporation, AT&T Inc., and Gap Inc., and we discuss three new trades on Terra Wolf Inc., Canoe Inc. Ordinary Shares Class A, and the CraneShares CSI China Internet ETF. That's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, today's show is being recorded on Thursday, March 21st. Next week's show will also be recorded one day early due to weekend conflicts I have. Then we'll be back on our regular schedule. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 1,066 points, closing on Thursday at 39,781 points. The S&P 500 index grew 124 points, ending on Thursday at 5,241 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week is impatience. Now, I typically am a positive guy, and I tend to view things from the positive perspective. Today, we're going to take the opposite approach and discuss the negative. What happens when we are impatient? When we're impatient, we exit trades before they have a chance to become profitable. When I am impatient, I also enter trades too soon. By entering the trade too soon, I miss out on valuable information that might have affected the way I execute the trade. I might pay too much for a trade or end up on the wrong side of the trade altogether simply because I entered early. Impatience can also make me give up right when I'm about to start winning. You see, impatience is right up there with losing hope. I know several people who have given up right about the time when they were starting to change the tide on their results. They didn't meet their previously selected time frame, you know, for success, so they gave up. They didn't have the patience to get good and start enjoying the results, the fruit of their labor. It's good to talk about the negative side of patience because there is a cost. Just like we try to get the best price out of trades, we should try to get the best price out of life also. You'll either learn to tolerate the cost of patience or you'll pay the consequences of impatience. So this little speech may not have been for anyone else in the room other than me, and I'm okay with that. Hopefully it helps someone else out too. I want to be just patient enough. I don't want to be any more patient than I need to be successful. Keep that in mind as you plan your trades and trade your plans. So let's get into the trade review of last week's trades. We'll start off with our covered call. We looked at Garin Corporation, symbol G as in golf, E as in echo, R as in Romeo, N as in November. At the time, the stock was trading for $1.75 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the April 2 call at 50 cents, which could give us a return of 42.86% in 5 weeks. Well, shares of Garin Corp gained $1.56 per share, closing on Thursday at $3.31 per share. The call option we sold gained $1.55, leaving us with a net profit of 51 cents if we were to close the trade out immediately. Now, holding the trade will yield another 50% gain in profit, so there's no reason to close this trade out just yet. The stock took off, and this trade is looking like it'll be a nice profit at expiration. No adjustments are needed for this one. We'll just have to monitor the stock price over the next few weeks just to keep track of the trade. Next up, we have the credit spread. Looked at AT&T Inc., symbol T as in Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $17.02 per share. I looked at selling the April 17-16 put spread at 35 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents per spread. Well, shares of AT&T rose 13 cents so far this week, closing on Thursday at $17.15 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread that we sold is still out of the money. If the stock remains above $17 per share in the coming weeks, this trade will continue to depreciate through expiration, which is what we want. Our goal is for the trade to expire worthless, allowing us to keep all of the premium that we collected for selling the spread. This trade is working out so far as well, so no adjustments are needed. And then our final trade from last week was that debit spread on Gap Inc., symbol G as in Golf, P as in Papa, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $23.01 per share. I looked at buying the April 22-23 call spread for 59 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 41 cents, or that's a return of 69.49% in 5 weeks. Well, shares of the Gap shot $5.46 higher, closing on Thursday at $28.47 per share. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is now even more in the money. When I see big jumps in the stock, I'll be honest, I wish I just owned the stock or had just bought a naked option. That mentally is how you drive yourself crazy trading. Trust me, I know. You'll constantly retrade the past with perfect hindsight, right? Hindsight is 20/20. So I'm going to have to be happy with my 69.49% return if the stock remains above $23 per share. That's not too shabby. This trade worked out, of course, so there's no adjustments that are needed. You can try to capture more profit by expanding the spread beyond that $1 wide spread that we put on initially. And we've covered this technique in previous shows. If you'd like a more detailed explanation, just shoot me an email. So that's it for the trades from last week. We're going to go ahead and get into the trades from this week. Of course, we are fully in the month of April. We'll be looking at trades that expire on April the 19th. So we'll start off with our covered call on Terra Wolf Inc., symbol W as in whiskey, U as in uniform, L as in Lima, F as in Foxtrot. The stock ended on Thursday at $2.38 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the April 2.5 call at 35 cents, hoping for a return of 19.75% in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying stock for $2.38 and concurrently selling the April 2.5 call at 35 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $2.50 per share. The break-even price is $2.03 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase will require $238 and you'll collect $35 for selling the option. Next up, we have the credit spread on Canoe Inc. Ordinary Shares Class A, symbol G as in Golf, O as in Oscar, E as in Echo, V as in Victor. The stock ended the week on Thursday at least at $4.34 per share. I'm looking at selling the April 4-3.5 put spread at 19 cents. That could give us a maximum possible loss of 31 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the April 4 put at $1.06 and concurrently buying the April 3.5 put for 87 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $4 per share. The break-even price on the trade is $3.81, and in real terms, you'll receive $19 per spread that you sell and have $31 at risk. And then our final trade for the week is going to be a debit spread on the Crane Shares CSI China Internet ETF. Symbol K as in Kilo, W as in Whiskey, E as in Echo, B as in Bravo. The stock ended on Thursday at $26.61 per share. I'm looking at buying the April 26.5 call spread for 32 cents. That could give me a maximum gain of 18 cents per spread or a 56.25% return in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the April 26 call for $1.36 and concurrently selling the April 26.5 call at $1.04. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $26.50 per share. The break-even price is $26.32 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $32 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you as well for understanding about the weekend conflicts. I know having me record the show a day early can throw some people off. We're going to do it one more time next week, and then we'll be back on our regular programming. It's one of those scenarios where I either have the option of recording it early or recording it significantly late or not at all. So I'm committed to making sure that I get the show out to you guys. And I appreciate those of you who are committed. And there are quite a few of you who are committed to listen to the show every week. So thank you. Thank you for the emails I get as well. You guys are amazing. I've said it before and I mean it. I have the best fans in the world, the best listeners. Y'all are awesome. Send me questions. Send me any challenges you're looking at. You need a little extra understanding and options. If you like one of the trades, shoot me a note. If you don't like one of the trades, you can write me too, but really depends on my mood, how I respond. No, I'm teasing. I'm normally pretty nice. So that's it. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.